group of seven foreign ministers met on the Italian resort island with the agenda topped by calls for targeted new sanctions against Iran over its attack against Israel and more aid to Ukraine to fight Russia's war.
Under Italy's stewardship of the rotating presidency, the G7 leaders issued a united call for Israel to exercise restraint after Iran's unprecedented weekend attack involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles fired toward the Jewish state. The ministers emphasized the need for concerted international action to hold Iran accountable. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country would be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier this week, brushing off calls for restraint from close allies.
Israel will decide for itself how to respond to the Iranian attack, Netanyahu stated firmly, dismissing pleas from international partners to exercise caution. The region remains on edge, bracing for potential further escalation after months of unrest linked to the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Donald Trump's legal team says it tried serving Stormy Daniels a subpoena as she arrived for an event at a bar in Brooklyn last month, but the porn actor, who is expected to be a witness at the former president's criminal trial, refused to take it and walked away.
A process server working for Trump's lawyers said he approached Daniels with papers demanding information related to a documentary recently released about her life and involvement with Trump, but was forced to leave them at her feet, according to a court filing made public. Liam White reporting.
The Solomon Islands' closer relationship with China and a troubled domestic economy weighed on voters' minds as they casted their ballots.
As many as 420,000 registered voters had their say across 50 national seats. For the first time, the national vote also coincided with elections for 8 of the 10 local governments. Opposition candidates have campaigned on re-examining elements of the Chinese relationship, including the 2022 security pact with Beijing, as a key issue for the electorate. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Get ready to crank up the volume and rock out with Little Rockers, KLRRDB Radio, bringing you the hottest hits, exclusive interviews, and nonstop entertainment. Tune in now and join the music revolution.
A Minnesota toddler who fell from a South Dakota hotel's third floor window has died.
Catherine and Alex Hine of Lakefield, Minnesota, wrote in a Facebook post that their year-old son Madden died Monday, 2 days after falling at Clubhouse Hotel and Suites in Sioux Falls. It is with heavy hearts to say that our sweet baby boy Madden gained his angel wings late on April 15th, the couple wrote. Police are investigating the boy's death, Jim Kender reporting.
A man was sentenced to 47 years to life in prison for kidnapping and sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl who went missing from a state park in upstate New York last year.
Craig N. Ross Jr. pleaded guilty in February to taking the girl in September from a campground at Moreau Lake State Park, a rural area about 35 miles north of Albany. The disappearance sparked a 48-hour search that ended when she was found alive at a camper Ross was staying in, Paul Gomez reporting.
Ford is recalling more than 456,000 Bronco Sport and Maverick vehicles due to a battery detection issue that can result in loss of drive power, increasing crash risks.
According to documents published by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the body and powertrain control modules for these cars may fail to detect changes in battery charge. When undetected, a low battery charge can cause an unexpected loss of drive power, including sudden stalling or inability to restart. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The New York State Legislature's bill drafting office was hit with an apparent cyber attack, officials said.
The scope of the attack was not immediately clear, but officials said the bill drafting system has been down since early Wednesday. The office is responsible for printing legislation for lawmakers at the state capitol in Albany. The apparent cyber attack came as the legislature is moving to finalize its state budget bills. Kevin Sanders reporting.